From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. As they start, there is disagreement in the latest round of Syria peace talks. The Syrian opposition now says armed groups have suspended their participation in Russia-backed ceasefire talks, demanding the government follow through with an earlier agreement to halt attacks and release detainees. The fourth round of these talks opened today in the Kazakh capital of Astana. Washington is sending a senior State Department official to the talks for the first time. Wednesday, the Syrian opposition circulated a document that calls for the creation of de-escalation and security zones to be monitored by observer countries. It said the zones would allow for the voluntary return of refugees. Russia, a close ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, is also reportedly circulating a proposal for safe zones. Ahmed Ramadan, an opposition representative, says armed groups delegations suspended their participation in the talks after presenting a 10-point document that calls for adherence to an earlier ceasefire reached in December. The presidents of Russia and Turkey are holding talks on the situation in Syria and the restoration of full economic ties between their two countries. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of Wednesday's talks that their ability to discuss key issues, including Syria, shows that relations are being fully restored. The meeting at Putin's Black Sea residence coincides with the Syria ceasefire talks in Kazakhstan. The cooperation on Syria marks a sharp turnaround for Russia and Turkey, which back opposing sides in the war. This is VOA News.